Martin, please meet my wife. This is Louise.
I'm very happy to meet you.
Hello. You're the reporter, right? It's nice to meet you.
Could I ask you some questions?
He wants to know all about food.
Well, I do like food, but I have some other questions, too. Are you Native American, Louise?
Oh, sure.
What kind? I mean, what tribe?
Like most Americans, I'm a mixture.
What do you mean?
I'll give you an example. My father was German, English, and Welsh. I don't know what all. I think that's the way many Americans are. My mother was Native American. She was part Cheyenne, part Crow, and part Blackfeet.
In the old days, our grandparents and our ancestors had to move around a lot. They mixed with other Indians, especially in the towns and cities.
How did your mother meet your father, Louise?
My father was a trader. He ran a store for the Indians in South Dakota.
May I record? Can you describe this powwow for me? Tell me about the area down the hill.
I'll try. What you see down there is the main powwow camp. It's round. In the center are the musicians, the drummers and singers.
That's the covered area. That's where the grand entry takes place.
I'll give you an example. The grand entry was yesterday. All the dancers made a line from the cars and trucks over there. Then they danced into the center.
They dance in a circle around the drummers on the outside.
The spectators sit on the outside of that circle.
How long do the dancers dance?
Hours and hours sometimes.
What if they get tired?
They stop. They mix with the spectators. They visit with their friends. It's mostly very informal.
What do you mean? Can you give me an example?
Sometimes the spectators dance too. The announcer invites everyone to dance. It's part of the education of people.
It's for white people and Indians too.
How is it an education? Give me an example.
Many of our young people don't know the old dances.
They can't learn just by watching. They have to dance them to learn them.
Let's walk down the hill to the powwow area.
Okay, but first, tell me about all the people and things outside the dancers and spectators.
Those are mostly traders selling things.
What do they sell?
Many things. We'll go look.
It's a beautiful day. Are most powwows held outdoors?
Many are held outdoors.
But some are held indoors, too, especially in the winter.
When are they held? All the time?
Not exactly. They are often held on other holidays, the 4th of July, Labor Day. But they can be held any time. Some powwows are held in the winter, you know.
Come on, I want to show you something.